My guest today is Tracy Poizner of Space Time Alchemy. Tracy, how are you? And we're going to talk more about Bach flowers more, especially when you talked about in the green room about the sustainability of something like essential oils and how Bach flowers is much different.
It's different in so many ways. This is kind of the ultra sustainable medicine of the future, actually. And it's one of the reasons that I'm so committed to working with these products. The first thing is that, as we talked about essential oils, right? Essential oils are incredible and I love them and I have loads of them. I'm not saying anything to diss them, but the truth is that they require an enormous quantity of plant material to distill a tiny bottle of essential oil, which is why they're so expensive, right? They tend to be very expensive, and even more so the brands that use sustainability or that foster sustainability through replanting, harvesting, hiring local people to harvest, like all of those things are super important. But the truth is that some of these things that occur naturally, I'll say frankincense for one, which is a kind of a resin that grows on the side of a tree. And, it's very rare and precious. It's why it's like it was one of the gifts of the Magi, right? It was like as right. valuable as gold because it's so rare. And so like to have more and more and more people loving and using frankincense essential oil, there's a limit to how much of that we can ever possibly grow and harvest without just diminishing or disrupting the availability of that for the future. So it's the completely opposite sustainability, because Bach flower essences are made with a very small amount of plant material, just enough to float on top of the water in a bowl of water and set in the sunlight. So it's a way of copying something that nature does all by itself, which is distill water out of the air in the form of dew and leave it on the petals of the flower. And then the direct sunlight, which is essentially ultraviolet radiation, comes along and does the work of transmitting something about the healing properties of the plant into that little bit of liquid on the petal of the flower. That's how Dr. Bach originally was testing these things. He was like putting dew drops on his tongue, right? So clearly that's not a very scalable thing. You can't have like millions of people collecting tiny drops of dew. So he replicated that natural process by just floating flowers in pure stream water in a glass bowl in the direct sunlight for a number of hours. And because the medicine is purely energetic and not chemical in the sense of molecular, on the chemical level, the way essential oils are molecules, right? They're not, I don't mean bad chemicals, but essential oils, it's the volatility of the oil, the way that it evaporates in the air and it goes in through your nose or through your skin and has immediate access to your brain. Like they're very wonderful, powerful natural medicines. But these are purely informational. They are just the vibration, the frequency of the flower in the water. And that means that they can be cloned in a way. They can be expanded and copied almost infinitely in the way that we do with homeopathy. So from a sustainability point of view, it means that essentially there's only enough of it to use almost forever. There's nothing more sustainable than Bach flowers. It's so cool. And there's no transportation involved away from where the plant is grown. So these are not farmed. They're all sourced in the natural habitat. And then they're made right on the spot. The idea is that you pick the flowers and immediately they get, turned into this vibrational essence. So there's not a transport involved of tons and bushels and barrels of material to a factory somewhere. It really has, it has sustainability in every corner of this process.
Now, thinking about, we talk about Bach flowers more, have you seen, I guess, from, I'm sure you've tried both, are there any differences? You talk about sustainability when you talk about Bach flowers versus essential oils, or they get, or they give different properties and qualities, or helps in certain ways, are almost similar. What are your thoughts?
They're similar in the sense that they are from natural sources. They're not chemically derived. They're similar in the sense that people tend to use them for not strictly physical reasons, but for, let's say, emotional and spiritual wellness, right? That you would use essential oils to boost your self-esteem, let's say, to overcome sadness, to make you feel better in general, right? To give you more vitality. And Bach flowers work on that same level, for sure. What Bach flowers are lacking is the beautiful smells that come with essential oils, because these are completely odorless, tasteless. They don't have any other kind of sensory properties that essential oils are so good at. But they also work very quickly. That's another property of essential oils that make them really valuable, is that they work very fast. So that even, I mean, I have clients, because I've been using essential oils also in my practice for years, I have clients who talk about, you know, using them for behavior in children. That used to be a big focus of my homeopathy practice. And that, you know, in a second, the mood, the attitude, the behavior of the child can be changed in a second when they get a whiff of the correct, you know, oil that they need. It immediately, you know, calms down, you know, a rage or a tantrum or a anxiety or whatever. They're very, very fast. So Bach flowers are similar in that respect. Okay. They work extremely quickly.
And so you've used both of those in your practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. But you're more, but it
so
seems
for
like
me,
you're more,
from a, I am more interested in Bach flowers for many reasons that we can't, you know, go into right here. But specifically, I'm using them as an adjunct to kind of archetypal work of replacing the archetypes of victimhood or fear or anxiety or, you know, the child archetypes, for instance, replacing those with archetypes of your higher self. So that is a kind of coaching practice that I do. And the Bach flowers are just a perfect, perfect match for this kind of work, because they can be assigned to these archetypal energies. And then I just choose the ones that the individual needs to move out of this lower frequency place and into their higher archetypes. And the flowers just install that on a physical level. They change you at the molecular level so that it becomes real on a physical level. And for me, that's the piece that they take care of that I really needed personally, was something beyond an intellectual shift, because I could get an intellectual shift and I could say, okay, I get what my mistake was, and now I'm going to do it in this new way because now I understand something about myself. But it's not enough, the intellectual understanding, because your body still responds to triggers in your environment, and you still contract or clench up or freeze or panic or go into fight or flight or whatever. It happens physically. So we need something to change your physical body to make those shifts in consciousness really real and permanent and solid.
All right. Well, this is a great conversation. People are going to be able to very soon, they just search Tracy Poisner. Your new website will be up very, very soon, but and more news about space, time, alchemy. Follow you on all the different social channels and just stay tuned for a lot of interesting things. But it was a great conversation between learning about the sustainability of Bach flowers. So thanks again.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back just a moment.